जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंद यमुना तीर जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन चारि जमुना यमुना तीर बन चारि जमुना जय राधा माधव कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण राम कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे
विराजकाचार्य श्रोत्र श्रीभांगशील अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इष्कान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोत्र श्रीभांगशील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री नवदीप मैप धाम की श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुनामाई की गौर प्रेमानंदी श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा जी की श्री श्री गौरनिताय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरीज द शंबुल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज द शंबुल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज द शंबुल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल गुरुन गरां की जय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुक्तपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं
परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सह गण ललिता श्री विशाखानुतांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रियं नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विसे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रिय द्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेषाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशता ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Bhagavatam Canto 10 Chapter 22 and text today will read 30, 31 and 32. निदाघार का तपेतिग्मे छायाभिस्वभिरात्मनः आतपत्रायितान् वीक्ष्य द्रुमानः व्रजौकशः When the sun's heat become intense, Lord Krishna saw that the trees were acting as umbrella by shading him, and thus he spoke as follows to his boyfriend. हे अष्टोक कृष्ण हे अंशो श्रीदामन सुबलार्जुन विशाल विषभौजस्विन् देव देव प्रस्थावरुथप पश्येतान् महाभागान् वरार्थय कांत जीवितान् वात वर्षात पहिमान् सहन्तो वारयन्ति नः येष्टोक कृष्ण हे अंशो श्रीदामन सुबलार्जुन विशाल वृषभौजस्विन् देव प्रस्थवरुथप पश्यतेतान् महाभागान् परार्थय कांत जीवितान् वात वर्षा तप हिमान् सहन्तो वारयन्ति नः।
जी
श्लोक कृष्ण ओ श्लोक कृष्ण हे अंशो हे ओ अंशु श्रीदाम सुबल अर्जुन ओ श्रीदामा सुबल एन अर्जुन विशाल वृषभ औजस्विन ओ विशाल
वृषभ
एंड ओजस्वी
देव प्रस्थ
बरुथप
ओ
देव प्रस्थ एंड
बरुथप
पश्यत
जस्ट
सी
एतान
दीज
महाभागान
मोस्ट
फॉर्चुनेट
फॉर अर्थ
फॉर
द बेनिफिट
ऑफ अदर्स
एकांत
एक्सक्लूसिवली
जीवितान
हुज लाइफ
वात
द विंड
वर्ष
रेन
आतप
हीट
ऑफ द सन
हिमान
एंड
स्नो
सहंत्यः
टोलरेटिंग
वारयंती
कीप
अप
नह
फॉर अस.
सो
फर्स्ट आई विल रीड
29
वर्स
एज वेल
एंड देन वी
विल रीड
ट्रांसलेशन एंड
फॉरवर्ड.
29
अथ
गोपह
परिवृतो
भगवान
देवकी
सुतः
वृंदावनात्
गतो
दूरम
चारयन
गा
सहाग्रज.
सम
टाइम लेटर
लॉर्ड श्री
कृष्ण
द सन
ऑफ देवकी
सराउंडेड
बाय हिज
काउहर्ड
फ्रेंड्स
एंड
एकम्पनीड
बाय हिज
एल्डर ब्रदर
बलराम
वेंट
ए गुड
डिस्टेंस
अवे फ्रॉम
वृंदावन
हर्डिंग
द काउस.
माय
बाइबल ट्रांसलेशन
एंड देन फॉरवर्ड.
लॉर्ड
श्री कृष्ण
सेड
ओ
श्लोक
कृष्ण
एंड
अंशुमान
ओ
श्रीदामा
सुबल
एंड
अर्जुन
ओ
वृषभ
ओजस्वी
देवप्रस्थ
एंड
वरुथप
जस्ट
सी दिज
ग्रेट
ग्रेटली
फॉर्चुनेट
रीज
हुज
लाइव्स
आर कंप्लीटली
डेडिकेटेड
टू द
बेनिफिट
ऑफ अदर्स.
Even
while
tolerating
the winds,
rain,
heat
and snow,
they
protect us
from
these
elements.
Purport.
Lord
Sri Krishna
was
preparing
to
bestow
his
mercy
upon
the wives
of the
hard-hearted
ritualistic
brahmanas.
And
in these
verses,
the Lord
indicates
that
even trees
who are
dedicated
to the
welfare
of
others
are
superior
to the
brahmanas
who are
not.
Certainly,
the
members of
the Krishna
consciousness
movement
should
soberly
study
this
point.
So
this
chapter
basically
describes
the
Chirharan
pastime
of Lord Krishna.
Krishna
did
store,
did
steal
the
garments
of a
gopis,
young
unmarried
gopi,
this is
Kumarika.
There
is a steel
place
called
Chirghat,
one
Chirghat
here in
Vrindavan.
Some
other
occasion also
Krishna
stole
the
garments
of gopis,
but
the
Chirharan
Leela,
prominent
one,
when
the
unmarried
young
gopis
perform
austerities,
they
did
Katyayani
Vrat.
So
that time
stealing
took
place.
So
that
pastime
is described.
I
hope you
must
have visited
that
place.
Still that
place
is
Katyayani
temple
is there.
Next
to
Katyayani
temple
is exact
the
Kadamba
tree
where
Krishna,
first of
all Krishna
came
there.
Gopis
were
taking
their
bath
in
Jamuna.
Krishna
came
and their
garment,
their clothes, their
saris,
they have
kept
on
the sands
of Jamuna
and
they were
in the
water.
Krishna
came,
he
did not
came
alone.
He
came
with
other
four
his cowherd boy. Dam, Sudam, Vasudam and Kinkidi, these four, including Krishna, there are five persons. Krishna indicated the boys came, Krishna came and they grabbed the clothes and they climbed up on the nearby Kadamba tree. This was a stealing. And then how the gopis become aware that their clothes were missing and then looked and they saw Krishna also. So whole pastime described, that is open. After that pastime, Chirharan Leela, Krishna, in the Chirharan Leela, Krishna did bestow his mercy upon the unmarried young cowherd girls. He bestowed his mercy, merciful. Now Krishna has intention to bestow his mercy to the wives of the Brahmanas, Yajna Patni. Brahmanas from the Mathura, hidingly, they came out, outskirt of Mathura. You know, in this direction, Bhatron is a place. That is exact location, exact place where Brahmanis, the wives of the Brahmanas, first time saw Krishna. And they offered foodstuff for Krishna. They fed Krishna with different type of foodstuff. So between this, and also you must know that the Chirharan Leela took in the winter season, Agrahayan, part of November and December. It is Agrahayan. But again, this pastime, this description about the summer season. So one day, Atha Gopaya Paribrito, Paribrita, one day, Krishna was surrounded by his cowherd boy. Bhagavan Devaki Suta, the son of Devaki. Here, Devaki Suta is meant, now Yashoda Suta, Yashoda Nanda. Because Krishna is going to perform, bestow his mercy upon the wives of the Brahmanas, who are the residents of Mathura. So they could relate very easily. Krishna is Devaki Suta. Devaki was living in Mathura. And they have intimate friendship. Brahmanas' wife is Devaki. So Krishna name is Devaki Suta. Vrindavanat gato duram syarayanta syarayan gaha sahagraja. So Krishna was surrounded by cowherd boys and not only cowherd but sahagraja with his elder brother Balaram also. And it was summer, so nidag, it was fierce, scorching heat was there. Krishna was herding the cow in the middle of forest. Scorching heat was there. Tigme Shayabhish. But when Krishna and cowherd boys were walking, they could realize that trees of Vrindavan, the whole surface of Vrindavan was covered by tall trees. So the trees were acting as umbrella, shading. Krishna, they all the cowherd boys, including Krishna, they realize that this is such a so hot, scorching heat is there outside, everywhere. But the boys were walking, moving one place to another place, and it was covered by the trees. And the trees were acting as umbrella. So cooling sensation was there. In this situation, Krishna addressed he is cowherd boy. In this verse, 10 important names of cowherd boy, friends of Krishna, is described. Of course, by the mistake of editor, one name is missing. In original text, Vishal, in translation, Vishal is not mentioned, but here in text, so these are 10 most important, most confidential, most dear friends of Lord Krishna. First is ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಮಂತ್ ಈಸ್ ನೇಮ್ ವಾಜ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಟೂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಒನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮದರ್ ಯಶೋದಾ ಅನದರ್ ಬಾಯ್ ಆರ್ ಹೀ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹಿ ವಾಜ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಗಿವನ್ ನೇಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಟ್ ಹೀ ವಾಜ್ ಕ್ವೈಟ್ ಯಂಗರ್ ದೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೊ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಸೇ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಛೋಟಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಛೋಟಾ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಛೋಟಾ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಛೋಟಾ ಲಿಟಿಲ್ ಓ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಓ ಅಂಶು 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 ಶ್ರೀದಾಮಾ ದೋ ಶ್ರೀದಾಮಾ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ಕಾನ್ಫಿಡೆನ್ಶಿಯಲ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹಿಯರ್ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಹೌ ಕಮ್ ದಟ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಅಡ್ರೆಸಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಸಿಮಿಲಾರಿಟಿ ದೇಯರ್ ನೇಮ್ ಹಿಸ್ ನೇಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಯುವರ್ ತೋ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸುಬಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ್ ಒನ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಾಸ್ ಗೋ ಹೋಲ್ ಬಾಯ್ ಯುವರ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ್ ವಿಶಾಲ್ ವೃಷಭ್ ಓಜಸ್ವಿ ದೇವಪ್ರಸ್ಥ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬರುಥ ಯು ಮಸ್ಟ್ ನೋ ದಟ್ ದ ಲೀಡರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಕಾವು ಹಜ್ ಬಾಯ್ ಆಸ್ ಗಿಲ್ ದಿ ಭದ್ರಸೇನ್ ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ನೇಮ್ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ನಿಯರ್ ಬೈ ಹಿ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಅವೇ ಇನ್ ದ ಡೀಪ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಶ್ಯತ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಸಿ ಪೇ ಯುವರ್ ಅಟೆನ್ಷನ್ ಏತಾನ್ ದಿಜ್ ಟ್ರೀ ಆಫ್ ಬೃಂದಾವನ್ ಮಹಾಭಾಗಾನ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ ಮಹಾಭಾಗ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಚುನ್ ಮಹಾಭಾಗ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ಚುನ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಬಿಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಸಿ ದಿಜ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ ಟ್ರೀಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಪರಾರ್ಥೇ ಕಾಂತ ಜೀವನ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಕುಲ್ಫ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಮೇಂಟೇನಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಅದರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ವೆಲ್ಫೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಅದರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೃಂದಾವನ್ ಪರಾರ್ಥ ಏಕಾಂತ ಜೀವನ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸಸ್ಟೇನಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಮೇಂಟೇನಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸರ್ವೈವಿಂಗ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಫಾರ್ ಒನ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಗುಡ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಪರಾರ್ಥ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಗುಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್ ಏಕಾಂತ ಏಕಾಂತ ಮೀನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಒನ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟೆಡ್ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಇನ್ ದರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಗುಡ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ದೇ ಡೂ ವಾಕ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿಂಡ್ ವರ್ಷಾ ಟೋರೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರೇನ್ ಆತಪ್ ಸ್ಕಾರ್ಚಿಂಗ್ ಹೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸನ್ ಹಿಮ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಫ್ರೀಜಿಂಗ್ ಕೋಲ್ಡ್ ಸ್ನೋ ದೇ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಟೋಲರೇಟ್ ಬಟ್ ವಾರ್ ಎಂತಿ ದೇ ಕೀಪ್ ಅಪ್ ದೋಸ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅಸ್ ದೇ ಆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅಂಬ್ರೆಲಾ ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಡ್ರೆಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ವೆನ್ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಸರ್ಟನ್ಲಿ ದಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಮೂವ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಸೋಬೆರ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ದಿಸ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಆದೇಶ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ ವಿಸ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಸೀರಿಯಸ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ದಿಸ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಅಡ್ರೆಸಿಂಗ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸರ್ವೈವಿಂಗ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ಒನ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಒನ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಗುಡ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಷಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಬಟ್ ಯು ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ವೆಲ್ಫೇರ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ in this world, different type of welfare activities in this world. The most important, the supreme welfare activities is to spread Krishna consciousness among the people in general. Many things, welfare activities. So now, since here Krishna talking about welfare activities enacted, performed by the trees, so let me ask. One Niti shloka it described that Gauravam prapyate danat natu vitas sanchayat. One becomes glorious, one becomes prestigious, one becomes great personality when he gives charity to others. The person who gave charity to others, they are considered to be most great personality, prestigious personality. Natu vitasya sanchaya. Other person, what he, a very charitable person, he give donation, charity to other person, helps other. And other person accumulates the wealth. The person who accumulates the wealth reaches, he is never ever glorified. Sthiti uchay payodana. See the situation, status, position of the cloud. What the clouds do? They pour out, they give their water for people in general. That is the reason why their position is high in the sky. And the ocean, the sea, they collect vast amount of water. See, you can understand that. See, they have collected water. But since they are not giving out water to other, their position is down on the earthly planet. Why cloud position, the status is high in the sky, top in the sky? Because they pour out, they give their life, the water to other people. And the sea, they collect, accumulate. So one person becomes great personality, becomes prestigious personality, he only when he acts for others, living, giving, helping to others. And also, in Nitya Sloka, many describe Krishna saying the most fortunate, paropakaraya phalanti briksha. Briksha, very much glorified, Krishna glorifying the briksha, trees. So, paropakaraya phalanti briksha. Trees bear fruits for upakar, for welfare, for other people. Paropakaraya bahanti nadya. River flow. Why? For upakar, for other people. Paropakaraya duhanti gava. Cows give milk for other people. And the niti, they say, parvo paropakarartham idam saridam. And for the par upakar, for the benefits of other, this human form of life avoided by Krishna to us, simply to act for the benefit of other people, for welfare activity. And one Hindi poet talks about briksha kabhau nahi phal bhakhay. The trees, they bear different types of sweet, ripe and fragrance fruit, but never ever even a single tree eats that fruit. The fruit, he is bearing the fruit for what? For others. Briksha kabhau nahi phal bhakhay. ऐसा नहीं हो कि भाई बढ़िया फल है, लंगड़ा है चाहे हापुस है चाहे अल्फांसो है तो बढ़िया है तो तोड़ कर खा नहीं लेता. ओनली वाइट बियरिंग होल्डिंग producing truth for other people, not for himself. Nadi na sanchay nir, and nadi, that river, never accumulate. That water flowing in the river, it is for other people, not not that sometimes the river itself drinks that water, no. Paramarath ke karane sadhun sada sada dhara sarir. Sadhu, they are maintaining, they are surviving paramarath ke for the benefit of other people. So, Bharat bhumite haila manush janmajar. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself talks about Bharat bhumi te haila manush janmajar janma sarthak kari kara para upakar. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharat Varsh, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. So, Pararthe Ekanta Jivina, in Vedic literature and Srimad Bhagavatam, many times it describes that if anyone is acting, performing welfare activity, is very much glorified. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, you must know Samudra Manthan Leela, when the demigods and demon together collectively they are churning the ocean sea, Samudra Manthan, or they have desire, purpose to get nectar, but the first item, the first object came out from the poison, from the churning, from the sea, is a deadly poisonous substance came. And as soon as it started to spread all over the world, everyone become very much scared. People who are dying. So all the demigods, even Lord Vishnu, they approach Lord Shiva. It was deadly. Poisonous stuff was there, spreading everywhere. More poisonous than even potassium permanganate. It is one very potassium. Cyanide. Potassium cyanide. If he will shoot someone by rifle, he may die, but he will be flapping for a few minutes. But simply touch with your lip. Please don't take it as my instruction, you should not go and touch. If someone touches potassium cyanide, just will immediately, he will not flap, immediately he will die. So that halahal beast, it was more dangerous. And people were suffering due to that poison. Demigod, they requested Lord Shiva. And then Lord Shiva, by his mystic power, collected all the poison on his palm by his mystic power, or Lord Shiva drank it, consumed. But it manifested, the poison manifested its effect. Lord Shiva's neck, this part, become bluish. That reason why Shiva, one name is Nilakant. And this happened right beside him. Parvati was also seated there. In presence of his dear wife, Lord Shiva drank the deadly poisonous stuff, beast. And for time being, there are some inconvenience in part of Lord Shiva. And then Sukadeva Goswami describes, concludes, gives comment on this incident. Sreya kurvanti bhutanam sadhava dustejasubhi. Dandhyan shivi parvirthaya ko vikalpo dharadishu. The comment tapyante lokatapena sadhava prayasho jana parma param aradhanam tathi purushasya akhilatmana. Sadhu, saintly person, voluntarily they accept inconveniences, suffering in order to save people in general, to do good for people in general. Tapyante lok on his death, they have no personal any suffering, but they always accept, voluntarily accept suffering in order to reduce, in order to remove the suffering of people in general, other people. Paramaradhanam tatahi purushasya akhilatmana, akhilatmana purushasya krishnasya param aradhanam tatahi. The highest method, the highest method of satisfying Krishna, worshipping Krishna, is that doing beneficial activities to other people. Tapyante lokatapena. One place, one Hindi poet described the characteristics of a saintly person. In Vedic literature, many places it is described that sadhuj hirday, the heart of a saintly person is as soft as butter. This is generally described. Heart of a sadhu is as soft as butter. Newly churned butter, if you have not, put in the fridge, if you put fridge, becomes a little hard, not that. But that Hindi poet says, no, this description is not very, not nice description. Something is discrepancy in this. But what happened? The butter also melt, and heart of sadhu also melt. What is different? Nija paritapa. When butter is heated, when butters come in touch with the heat, then it becomes melt. It becomes melted. But sadhu, they are far away, sitting on the top of Himalaya, and when they hear that people in general on the surface of earth in the city, they are suffering, their heart becomes melted, frozen. So their heart more softer than the butter. Butter milk becomes melted when he comes in touch with. But sadhu, we are thinking, sitting on the top of Himalaya, far away. I see they are under, they are informed that some people are suffering. Their heart becomes melted. So, paropakari is described here. Here, Sri Krishna talks about parārthaya kānta jīvitān. Only for one single purpose, exclusively, the trees, they are maintaining their life, they are sustaining their life. What they do for the people, for a parārtha, I can exclusively for the beneficial, for the welfare activities of other people. Whatever possession they have with them, it is for other people. What is the possession of a tree? Fruits, flower, leaves, branch, servants, wood. Every single thing they possess, it is for other people, nothing for themselves. They have not even tinge of selfish activities. Their every single moment, it is dedicated for the service of the other. Every single ounce of their energy, it is dedicated for the service of the other people. So, Lord Sri Krishna here, after our summer season, scorching heat was there, but cowherd boys there walking here and there, they did not suffer the scorching heat because the trees of Vrindavan, they were acting as umbrella. So, since this purport description is there, the generally the members of the Krishna consciousness movement should soberly, seriously consider this point. So, life of those persons is very much glorified. Sreyah kuruvanti bhutaram sadhava dusyaj asuhi. Bali Maharaj, you know story of Bali Maharaj. He was about to give charity to Vamandev. At that point, the spiritual master, the priest Shukracharya, told Bali Maharaj, he is pretending, the person in front of him pretending to be a Brahman boy, but he is not Brahman, he is a Vishnu. Your enemy, you are going to promise, going to, he will take every possession from you and he will give to the Indra, your enemy. He is not Brahmin. Don't give him anything. And then Bali Maharaj said, no, I will give. And Sreya Kuranti Bhutanam Sadhava Dusya Jasuhi. Saintly person, even they sacrifice their life force for the benefit of other people. My dear spiritual master, what you are talking about the earthly land, what is the serious consideration? Shivi Dandhya Parvitaya, Shivi Maharaj, he sacrificed even his existence, his own body, for the sake of protecting a kabutar pigeon. Of course, the very much celebrated story, you know, Bali Maharaj. One day, Bali Maharaj was seated in an elevated Singhasan asana in a courtyard. One point, a pigeon, kabutar, flew in the sky and landed in his lap. Small. And in a human language, the pigeon requested, Maharaj, I am chased by the eagle. I am risking my life. I am about to be killed by, please protect me. And Bali Maharaj, sorry, Shivi Maharaj, put his palm on the head of the small kabutar and he assured, my dear friend, you are protected. I am emperor of the earthly planet. I protect all my citizen. What about your little bee? Sure. He assured that, my dear little friend, you are protected. Don't think any. I am emperor. I am king. I am protecting whole earthly planet. And still that he was shivering. Kaam raha tha, bachcha, chota tha. Meanwhile, one eagle came. He was chasing. And the eagle sat somewhere on the one pillar top. And he requested, my dear king, I was chasing this bird, kabutar. This is my natural food. You can't deprive my food. You can't snatch my food. This is food given by nature, given by Lord. Kata, mere pet pa aap laat nahi maar sakte ho. Please throw this. I came here. I was chasing from long distance. And then many a story, but time is running. So, like, you know, you can get, I can satisfy you lifelong. I will open my royal kitchen for you forever. The eagle said, no, I have no any interest for your royal food. Only I become satisfied when I sink my beak in the flesh, warm flesh of a living being. That is only my satisfaction. When I think, मैं उसमें जब चोंच मारता हूँ गरम गरम खून में, then I become satisfied. If really you want to satisfy me, then I say you, pound for pound, your royal food, it is no substitute for my food. If really you want to protect your own little friend, pound for pound, equal amount in weight, you give your own flesh. And you can deny, because I am also your citizen. You I think, okay, fine. And a scale was established there. One in one part of the scale, kabutar, small, little, tiny, is seated, and another. So he was healthy, very like overweight, even not overweight, he was the king, but still, he started to chop off some part of his flesh, putting under the scale. But he was become very surprised. Still, many things, even he chop off his leg, half leg, and put in the, still, the scale tilt in the favor of the kabutar. What is the eventually Bali Sivimar, he himself sat on the other part of the scale, other side of the scale, and he was, took his sikha and he was about to chop up his head in order. And that time, the, you know, immediately that kabutar was Agni Dev and eagle was Indra. They have disguised themselves. They said, no, no, not but immediately everything. So Bali Maharaj say, Sivi Dadhya Purvita, even Sivi Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Sivi, Dadhichi, they sacrifice their life for their life also, for the sake of the welfare activity for people in general. What is the serious about this land? Vaman Dev is not asking my life. He is asking simply my riches, my land. What is the serious consideration about this? So pointed this the here, Lord Krishna, Pararth Aikant Jivina. These trees, Pararth, for the welfare activities of the other. Aikant means exclusively. They have one pointed program to help people in general. So as in beginning I was talking about, don't feel like guilty. Prabhupada in their proper other place talks about there are different type of welfare activity. The topmost, the highest, the supreme welfare activity is to spread Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti. Okay, here. Anything you like to?
You're hearing yesterday about Rupa Sanatana Goswami approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and saying, you are the most merciful and we are the best candidates, you know. We're very fallen. So, as you said, Lord Chaitanya, he is the most merciful and he wants us to become merciful by spreading the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. So, those stories, the bird story of compassion. That's a lot of tolerance, though, isn't it? To think that it helped this pigeon, and all of a sudden you're lopping off the legs and you're ready to sacrifice your life for the pigeon. Is that because he was king and very righteous, or most people wouldn't do that, right?
That is why when Lord Chaitanya was instructing Sanatana Goswami Varanasi, even that instruction, there are three topmost religious activities, spiritual activities. Jive Daya, Name Ruchi, Vaishnava Sevan. In three. bestowing mercy upon living entity. Jive daya name ruchi vaishnava sevan iha haite dharma nahi suna sanatan. Jive daya, daya, mercy. You have all spiritual quality. But if someone is bereft of this mercy, quality of mercy, in Srimad Bhagavatam, one place is described that Brahmana sam drikshanta bina nam samupekshaka sravate brahma tasyapi bhind 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 bhandat payoyatha. Description: the essentially person, a sadhu, has no right to ignore, disregard the suffering of other people. He has no right. He can say, I don't pay attention. He has no right to ignore the suffering of other living entity. If he does, Bhagavatam sravate brahma tasyapi, if he is highly spiritually elevated personality, but his brahma tej, his spiritual potency leaks out. Similarly, as a, if I have collected water or milk in the crack pot, it leaks out. So your brahma tej, your spiritual potency will be minimized, leaked out, empty, if you ignore the suffering of people in general, other people. That's the reason why Chaitanya Bharat Bhumite Haila Manusya Upakar. That's opposite work of word of upakar is selfish. One place in English literature, it is described, I have written the sentence, not very, it's the karmi, but still some, since here the proper writers, they have seriously will. Meaning of that verse is, here I have written, no man is more cheated than the selfish man. No man is more cheated than the selfish man. The selfish is, I mean, very bad word. Even they have some have taken out, another one to read in a board, no selfish allowed. This word is so hateful, no. Opposite words of like welfare activities, opposite words are selfish. If I say you are selfish, you will not tolerate me. No way. Very, it is like very abused to someone who told you are selfish. But you say you are benevolent, you are charitable person, that become. So even that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, that is the beginning, I said that there are different type of welfare activities. The topmost, the most prominent, the supreme welfare activity is to spread Krishna consciousness. Krishna bhakti ka prachar karna sabse bada upkar hai. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioning, talking about this upkar, Bharat Bhumi Te Haila, Manush Janma Jar, Janma Sartha Kari Kara. Okay.